Steve McCullough from Apollo Foundation joins us on New to the Street, exploring the block. And Steve, can you tell us a little bit about Apollo and why it's special?
Absolutely. We created Apollo to be a one-stop shop for crypto users. Our goal from the very beginning was to develop a cryptocurrency that would allow any user to perform any blockchain-related task on a single platform. Not only do we want this currency to be an all-in-one solution, we wanted these features to be usable with complete privacy and utilizing technology which made the blockchain not only unregulatable, but untraceable. To put it simply, we're developing Apollo to eliminate the need for any other cryptocurrency.
You just put out a major release. What is special about this new release?
Our latest release includes our newest technological breakthrough, an invention we like to refer to as the updater. This update accomplishes what many cryptocurrencies have failed to do, which is to update the blockchain using the blockchain itself. Essentially, this technology uses a transaction to update data throughout the entire decentralized blockchain. The potential of this technology is enormous because it allows a completely decentralized currency to conduct a large-scale update with a single transaction, even something as large as transforming its protocols. For example, this technology could be used in currencies like Ethereum. Right now, Ethereum's developers would like to change its protocol from proof-of-work to proof-of-stake. This has been difficult to do because this requires the majority of node owners to update the new protocol onto their nodes. This is just one of many innovations that Apollo plans to incorporate.
What technical innovations does Apollo anticipate releasing this next year?
Great question. Apollo has a significant number of innovations coming up. Just to name a few examples of our upcoming roadmap, we have advanced IP masking, new privacy protocols, a centralized exchange, 2-second blocks, smart contracts, and sharding.
How does Apollo plan on gaining mass adoption?
That's a great question. Apollo's core mission has always been to provide users with privacy, freedom, and accessibility. We know that the barriers to get into cryptocurrency are substantial, and increasing government regulations are only making these barriers larger. At the current moment, only investors with a computer, bank account, and substantial amount of knowledge and patience have the ability to access cryptocurrency. Even cryptocurrencies which make claims such as helping to bank the unbanked get nowhere towards this goal. This is because to purchase cryptocurrency using available methods, you cannot get around needing a bank account first. To solve this issue, we intend on being the first cryptocurrency to completely destroy these barriers and open up cryptocurrency to mainstream users worldwide. We plan to accomplish this by opening a network of potentially thousands of physical locations across nearly every major city on Earth. Locations we will refer to as the centralized Apollo banks. These will act as a simple method to access Apollo with cash. Within these locations, people will be able to exchange fiat for Apollo and take full advantage of the freedom and security offered by blockchain and the Apollo platform. For the first time, cryptocurrency will compete directly with banks and offer a solution that does not require the trust of a centralized entity. On top of this, we will be developing mobile options that reach the vast majority of the world without access to a computer and are looking into options utilizing a physical currency, such as a bill or coin that could be tied to the blockchain.
Steve McCullough from Apollo Foundation, thanks so much for joining us right here on New to the Street. We'll be right back after this.